Test 1, 2.
Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick Reynolds, and it is the 7th of May, 2012. And we only have one question today for the Affair Recovery Library. Hi, Rick. My wife and I attended Affair Recovery 2 years ago and have grown immensely since then. Until last week, our marriage was better than ever. My wife learned by being contacted by an affair partner from long ago that I, in fact, was having an affair with two women instead of only one, like we discussed. I couldn't bring myself to hurt her any more than she was hurting, and she promised to leave me if I ever put her through this again. I should have told her long ago, and this really stinks since things were going so well between us. Any advice? Well, of course, my first advice would be always, always, always tell the truth. You can never be loved unconditionally if you only conditionally let the other person know who you are. And the problem with any of this is it can come back. And rebuilding trust is extremely difficult. And once someone trusts you again, if they get the sort of information that you weren't truthful, obviously makes it far more difficult for them to once again trust or to even go to reestablish that trust again. The fact that you've been doing better, I don't know exactly what that's going to mean for her, other than the fact that she may feel that she's been deceived once again. I would do whatever is possible at this point to let her know that you indeed have. Now, it's all out there. You're telling her the truth. I would actually take a polygraph since this has come up, because otherwise I don't know how she's going to believe you apart from doing something like that. I would tell her in how you think this must make her feel. Try to develop as much empathy as possible. Again, at this point, what she needs is for you to see what this has done to her. It's not going to make any difference to her that the intentions weren't to hurt her, that somehow the intention was to, quote, save her pain, or that you didn't want to hurt her any more than she was hurting. I would certainly try not to be defensive. I would not. I would tell her clearly, all you know to do is just continue to follow God, own your wrong, tell her how you feel about yourself for having done this to her. That is going to be really important. She needs to know if you feel ashamed that you're ashamed, if she needs to know that you're feeling embarrassed or you're feeling disgusted with yourself, or if you're whatever you're feeling about yourself is going to be important information for her. I would ask her what she needs from you at this point. If she needs you to move out, I would not complain. I would say, not that we've been doing really good, why do you need that? Instead, I would say, whatever you need, I understand. I don't deserve anything from you at this point. And I think just a quiet attitude of humility is going to be really important. I would also suggest that you do something like taking the Hope for Healing course that you can get through the website here, only because she's going to need to see you ultimately really taking responsibility for what's wrong that you would hold that lie. If she doesn't believe you're fixing what the problem is, and if you don't fix what the problem is, how in the world can she possibly feel safe with you in the future? She's got to know that you're really addressing this thing. If you'll remember, if you attended, you know, EMS 2 years ago, this isn't about trying to save the marriage. This is about trying to become the person that you always needed to be, the husband you needed to be. And you need to look at your own defects of character that would have created this. I would not be telling her that you've had a really good 2 years and things are going really well, and I wouldn't even try to point out the good things at this point, simply because she's going to feel like you don't get it if you point out the good things. Instead, just be concerned for her and what she needs at this point, and you pray and decide what you need to do in terms of your own recovery, because you don't ever want to do this again. You know, it wasn't smart not to tell her. You know that now, but you were told back then. And so you saying I'll always be truthful with you again in the future really doesn't help her, since you haven't been. And she needs to know that you're still going to be a man of integrity she can trust. Last but not least, don't think that God's out of control. He's not. Obviously, this is about you still growing up and learning on and learning how to be intimate, and hopefully taking responsibility and doing what you can to help her heal. So with that, that's our only question for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining us on the call. And be sure to get those questions posted. I look forward to seeing what we have in the hopper for next week. Everybody have a good week. Thank you.